This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and WisCountry 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A minor traffic stop turned into a vehicle pursuit in the village of Rib Mountain. On Saturday around 10 a.m., a Marathon County Sheriff's deputy received information from a stopped vehicle of a possible burglary and vehicle theft happening a short distance away. When the deputy arrived, they saw a pickup truck speeding away from the area. The ensuing pursuit traveled west on County Highway NN when the operator of the truck attempted to evade the deputy by traveling through an open field. They headed back east toward Rib Mountain through numerous roads in the village and also through yards and on back streets. With assistance from other departments, the truck was eventually stopped on County Highway N near Jonquil Lane. Several squad cars and the truck were damaged, but no citizens or law enforcement officers were injured. Officers confirmed that the truck was stolen and multiple pieces of stolen property were recovered from the vehicle, including firearms. Law enforcement has reason to believe the suspect and others are responsible for several other crimes that have happened in recent weeks. The investigation is ongoing. Gas prices increased 5.7 cents from last week for an average of $2.77 per gallon. This is still over 7 cents lower than a month ago and 6.5 cents higher than this time last year. Gasoline inventories increased by 5.1 million barrels, though this is around 4% below the 5-year average for this time of year. Domestic crude oil production is higher than last year, producing 13.63 million barrels per day. The demand for gasoline is roughly 0.3% higher so far in 2024 than it was last year. However, refiners in the Midwest region have dropped slightly in output, meaning it's possible gas prices could continue to rise slightly in our area. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.52 to $2.77 per gallon. People in the town of Rome may have received an incorrect tax bill. The town clerk issued a notice that the tax bills mailed out last week are understated by about 0.08%. Some Tri-Lake Management District properties are also missing the Tri-Lake Management special charge of $47.39. New tax bills are being generated today and may reflect a higher amount. The town asks that you do not make payment on the previous tax bills. The county's tax portal for the town of Rome will be available sometime this week. Lean on trusted friends to avoid being scammed this holiday. Here's Lisa Hale.
Don't be a victim this holiday season. Before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin to unsolicited emails or texts, reach out to someone you trust, like your financial advisor or institution, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verve, a credit union.
Before you do anything at all, before you take the money out, before you transfer anything, before you go buy gift cards, feel free to reach out to your financial institution. No matter which financial institution it is, we're looking to help you. Talk to us. We want to help you. We want to be your partners in all this so you don't feel taken advantage of.
Wheat says the most common holiday scams are fake charities, lookalike online stores, gift card scams, and holiday vacation scams.
Some sheets of ice may look safe to walk on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. People planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where they're going and when they expect to return. You need at least 4 inches of ice thickness to walk on it safely. Wood County Circuit Court Judge Gregory J. Potter is retiring. Governor Tony Evers announced he is seeking applicants for the Wood County Circuit Court Branch 1. The appointment will fill the vacancy created by Judge Potter's retirement. The term ends July 31, 2025. Interested applicants must submit their application and supporting material by 5 p.m. on Friday, December 27th. Reedsburg had the first, Elkhorn followed. Now a program that allows a mother to surrender a newborn is expanding again. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Fire Station No. 4 in Racine is now home to Wisconsin's third Safe Haven baby box. That's meant to provide a secure and anonymous option for parents to surrender newborns. The temperature-controlled box, equipped with a laser detection system and alarm, ensures immediate care for surrendered infants. The installation follows recent changes in Wisconsin law allowing such devices. More boxes are planned across the state.
The price of eggs has risen about 30% this year. A dozen eggs cost $2.52 in January, and now the national average is $3.37. And at least partially responsible for that is bird flu. Across the country, the virus has killed more than 100 million chickens. Three-quarters of them were egg layers. Ron Keene is a poultry specialist with UW Extension.
You know, we had kind of had a reprieve over summer, at least decrease. Now with cooler weather and the migration of birds, we've had kind of an uptick. Really, the Midwest has been fairly fortunate. A lot of outbreaks have been on the West Coast this fall. We'll see.
We haven't seen any shortages in our area yet, but in places like Madison, the supply is limited. People in the town of Rome may have received an incorrect tax bill. The town clerk issued a notice that the tax bills mailed out last week are understated by about 0.08%. Some Tri-Lake Management District properties are also missing the Tri-Lake Management special charge of $47.39. New tax bills are being generated today and may reflect a higher amount. The town asks that you do not make payment on the previous tax bills. The county's tax portal for the town of Rome will be available sometime this week. Lean on trusted friends to avoid being scammed this holiday. Here's Lisa Hale.
Don't be a victim this holiday season. Before sending any money, gift cards, or Bitcoin to unsolicited emails or texts, reach out to someone you trust, like your financial advisor or institution, says Grant Wheat, Vice President of Risk Management at Verve Credit Union.
Before you do anything at all, before you take the money out, before you transfer anything, before you go buy gift cards, feel free to reach out to your financial institution. No matter what financial institution it is, we're looking to help you. Talk to us. We want to help you. We want to be your partners in all this so you don't feel taken advantage of.
Wheat says the most common holiday scams are fake charities, look-alike online stores, gift card scams, and holiday vacation scams.
Some sheets of ice may look safe to walk on at first glance, but not every body of water has been cold enough for long enough at this point in the season. People planning to get out on the ice for some fishing should check with their local fishing clubs, bring the proper safety equipment with them, and tell people where they're going and when they expect to return. You need at least 4 inches of ice thickness to walk on it safely. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers beat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay jumped out to an early lead and beat the Seahawks 30-13. The Packers scored on a 10-play opening drive. Running back Josh Jacobs was the ball carrier on 9 of those plays.
I always want to set the tone. I always want to start the game a certain type of way to create, you know, energy and things like that for the team.
The Packers offense began to sputter in the third quarter. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, it's something that we're going to have to clean up. Just having that consistency through four quarters and being able to put together a four-quarter battle.
Next, the Packers host the Saints on Monday Night Football. College volleyball, the Wisconsin women's team losing the regional finals to Nebraska in 3 straight sets.
It's always hard when you lose that your last match. You feel for them, especially when you see the work that they do day in and day out, and stacking years on top of that.
As Badgers head coach Kelly Sheffield with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. Not many people have had a run in TV like Ted Danson. Even when the former cheer star and current star of A Man on the Inside doesn't like a project, it turns into a hit. Danson says he thought Curb Your Enthusiasm sucked, but still agreed to play himself to help out his pal Larry David because he felt sorry for him. Danson went on to be in every season of the critically acclaimed show and admitted later it reinvigorated him and made him want to be funny again. Just a quick message to God regarding the way too successful Ted Danson. That'll do. Zombie fans will be excited to learn that the third installment of Danny Boyle's 28 Days Later franchise is just around the corner. The film is called 28 Years Later and stars Aaron Taylor Johnson and Ralph Fiennes. Boyle returns to the director's chair for this film after executive producing the second installment of the franchise 28 weeks later. Ben Stiller can be downright rude, at least when he's playing Hal, the role he is playing again in Happy Gilmore 2 with Adam Sandler. In an interview with Yahoo News, Stiller said about his character, "He's just so mean and he just hates Happy so much. You don't have to worry about having any redeeming qualities or being likable," which is great. For whatever reason, the plot for Happy 2 is being kept completely under wraps. Shooting for the film has been completed and a tentative release date is set for July 2025 on Netflix. Drew Barrymore says she has been warned by her talk show guests not to be so touchy. The host often holds the hands of her guests and is very huggy and says she is working on not invading people's space and respecting boundaries. In a recent appearance on the show, Wicked star Cynthia Erivo said she didn't mind as she is very affectionate as well and gave permission to Touchy McGee to be affectionate during her appearance. Grabby Moore also held hands with Ariana Grande when she made an appearance on the show. I wonder if she would be as handsy with Seth Rogen. Doubtful. Third time is a charm for Anne Hathaway, who says Christopher Nolan saved her career. I had no idea it was ever in danger, but show folk do tend to exaggerate. The Oscar-winning actress says being cast in her third Christopher Nolan film let her know she was doing something right. Other Nolan films the actress has appeared in include The Dark Knight Rises, Interstellar, and Oppenheimer. Hathaway also appears in the new Nolan movie, which people know very little about, and that's the way Christopher Nolan likes it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Foggy this morning. It's going to be cloudy with flurries or sprinkles possible off and on today. Our high 37 this afternoon. Becoming windy by late afternoon. It'll be breezy tonight. Our low 24 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a high right around 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.